Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
As I continue my series of the Battle of Gog, I want to say to every one of you how much I appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. Hope you are staying healthy and well. This past year has been very turbulent and troublesome, with this corrupt and fraudulent administration forcing COVID vaccinations upon adults and now children. Also, this administration and radical socialistic Democratic Party has been forcing critical race theory, CRT, also known as SEL, social emotional learning, into our public school systems, which is a complete abomination. Hyperinflation has been horrendous since this senile and demonic president has taken office. The constant threat of shortages of all sorts is constantly looming over us. Also, the constant flood of illegal immigrants coming over our borders and the rapid rise of violence on our streets is another sign the Antichrist party is in control. This may not be the Antichrist, but the Apostle John warned us that there are many Antichrists already in the world. This Antichrist spirit that exists in Washington, D.C. today is the atheistic Communist Party. Biden and most of the Democratic politicians and some Republicans have sold their soul to the devil. The communists will be the impetus for this battle of Gog found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. As this dispensation winds down, these are significant events that are prophesied to befall the earth. Again, the title of today's message is The Battle of Gog. This will be a real-life event that Ezekiel prophesied many millenniums earlier. Discovering the details of this future event is paramount to understanding and differentiating the many future events that are still to unfold as our Lord's second coming is nigh. There is also in Scripture the mention of the Battle of Armageddon, which we find in Revelation chapter 16. Is this the same battle as the Battle of Gog that Ezekiel prophesied, or is it different? What are the similarities and what are the differences? That will be my objective in this series, to disclose the subtleties of these prophecies. We will also look at the Psalm 83 war and the war prophesied at the end of the Messianic Kingdom age, also labeled Gog and Magog. So please listen intently as I continue to untangle these prophecies. And remember, Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The Battle of Gog, Part 12.
In that day will I make the governors of Judah like the hearth of the fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about. On the right hand and on the left hand, on the left, Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. And the Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, and the glory of the houses of David, and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them in that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, and the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth. They're going to realize the Jesus who just came back to rescue Jerusalem was the Jesus they crucified 2,000 years ago. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for him, and one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem as a mourning of Hadad-Dimaran and the valley of Megiddon. Megiddon, the valley of Megiddon is the same place as Armageddon. They're synonymous, Megiddo. You look up Megiddo today in the valley of Megiddo, that's up by Mount Carmel. That's where the armies of the earth, the nations of the earth, are gonna first assemble. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, and the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of the Levites apart, and their wives apart, and the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, and all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. And then you get into, look at 14, jump over to chapter 14. We see in 13, at the end of 13, we see the third part of the Israelites dying and being destroyed. Chapter 14, verse 1, behold, the day of the Lord comes, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee, and I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the battle of Gog. in the day of battle. And that's that speaks of Revelation 19, where he's on the white horse. So there's a difference between the battle of Gog and Magog and the battle of Armageddon. And then there's a separate battle, the battle of the Psalm 83 war. We see in Isaiah here in your notes at the bottom of page 5. It says, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain." We looked in Revelation 14 last time I preached and talked about the blood of the battle of Armageddon is going to be so much blood, it'll be up to the bridle of a horse and stretch for 176 miles. 176 miles. Look at it in Revelation there. Turn your Bibles to Revelation 14. We looked at it and we'll just look at it again. But this is called the Grapes of Wrath. Not giant John Steinbeck's classic American novel from 1939, but this is the true Grapes of Wrath that is spoken of in the Scriptures. And it says in verse 19, Revelation 14, "And the angel thrust in his sickle in the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle by the space of 1,600 furlong." A furlong, according to my Bible, is 582 feet. One furlong, 582 feet. So you multiply that by 1,600 and I get approximately 176 miles. All those nations that come up, the wrath of God. That's the, you can put that, mark that down in your Bible, the grapes of wrath as spoken in the Scriptures. And so, you're in your notes there, you have it. I said, Schofield says the whole prophecy of Gog and Magog and Ezekiel belong to yet the future day of Jehovah and to the battle of Armageddon. No, it doesn't. As much as I like a Schofield Bible, he's wrong in places. And as other commentaries are wrong, they're wrong. They're not always right. Just like I've seen commentaries talking about the white horse, the person riding the white horse in Revelation 6 is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not, absolutely. It's not by the number of crowns, we know. But that's, you're going to, you know, that's what I have to try to decipher and pull these things apart. Roman numeral 4 in your notes, the spoils of war are cleared up and handled differently. That's the major reason, that's the major way to differentiate the two wars of Gog and Magog and how they are differentiate from one another. Israel, during that 40 years after, you know, before, you know, that early part of the 40 years after the rapture, they will have that time, 7 years, to clean up that mess. They're not going to be molested. They're not going to be molested by the nations of the earth after that war. And they'll have time. And then it's going to be, you know, think of all the nations that come up against Israel. Well, how is the Antichrist going to be able to muster up a whole bunch of nations without a time period of separation? You got to get new young men. You got to get your war machine built back up again, right? Everything got destroyed in one battle. You're going to need 40 years plus to wipe the memory of all the people so they forget the total annihilation and the humiliation of being totally defeated. You're going to have to have 40 years at least to wipe that, and they'll have to lick their wounds in a sense. So they, but you know, they forget past history, and in 40 years the Antichrist is going to raise another army to come against Israel again. If you don't teach about what happened at Gog and Magog, people won't know. And you, then you'll have a whole new young group of young men to be part of the war machine. Ride those horses. So that helps us to understand. Now, help us understand when this fiery judgment is going to come on the earth. Turn your Bibles to Daniel, the last chapter, chapter 12 of the book of Daniel. And we should be able to, we'll close here. Verse 4, 12:4, we'll start there. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. And basically, the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation are two books of prophecy. Revelation helps us open up the book of Daniel and understand it better. And but they are two major intense prophecy books. Daniel considered the Old Testament, Revelation the New Testament. Verse 4 again, but thou, O Daniel, shut up. And Daniel is about his 90s. Most likely he's about 90 plus years of age right here. Shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. These are angels that are appearing to him. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the water of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. Now, when I taught the message on the fullness of time, I taught you, that was back in July and August, that time, times, and a half is 3.5 years. 3.5 years. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, that's talking about the abomination of desolation that we see in Daniel chapter 9, and we also saw in Matthew chapter 24, and all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? He said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and many and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Well, 290 days is 43 months. 3.5 years is 42 months. So there's an extension here of another 30 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days. That's 44.5 months. And because 3.5 years is 1,260 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So we know Daniel will be at the great white throne judgment seat, and he will stand And God goes and tells him to go rest. So when is the earth going to be renewed by fire? When is this fiery judgment coming upon the earth? God is going to destroy the earth by fire after the tribulation and before the millennial kingdom. He's going to burn up the earth. Now you have in Matthew chapter 25, you have the judgment, you have the ten virgins, the five wise, the five foolish. Then you have the parable of the talents, which speaks of the judgment seat of Christ that takes place right after the rapture. But then you have the judgment of the nations. And I've said to you, it's hard to tell where the judgment of the nations are going to be. Because God is going to allow some nations into the kingdom and some nations are not going to be allowed into the kingdom. Now, when those people will not have glorified bodies, the saints who go into the kingdom to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ, they will have glorified bodies. You're not going to have any kind of marital relationship with anybody. You're going to have an eternal body. But the nations that go into the kingdom, they're going into the kingdom in natural bodies like we have now. And they're going to give into marriage, and they're going to have children, and there's going to be death. But they will live like Methuselah. They will live a lot longer in the new earth. But God is going to purge the earth with fire right after the battle of Armageddon. Because you have a star that hits the earth that destroys one-third of the ocean and the animals and the stench, and there's going to be pestilences, and there's going to be all kinds of things on the earth that God wants to destroy with fire. Think of all, one of the plagues on the earth today is landmines, unknown where they're planted. They're landmines. I don't know if it was one of the princes of England. They made a big to-do about all the landmines on the earth that are undetected. They don't know where they're planted. You think God's going to allow people to be blown up during the millennial kingdom? How about all the nuclear bombs that are in silos all over the world? How about all the coronaviruses and the plagues that are on the earth today? Never mind the plagues that are going to come on the earth during the tribulation period. So God is going to wipe clean the earth. And he will have some kind of ark of protection for the saints and for the animals. He'll gather up the animals just like he had Noah gather up the animals and protect. And the earth will be burned and annihilated and renewed just as it was during the time of the flood. And then he will set up his kingdom. How many days did it rain? It only rained 40 days, right? So you compare those numbers, they're real close to 40 days. There's another number in Daniel that's a lot larger, but it talks about the purification of the temple, the sanctuary. And so there's going to be that fire there in Daniel will take place after the Battle of Armageddon, before the kingdom is set up, and the earth will be renewed. And all the bombs. How many had heard, I think I saw this video, saw a lot of videos while I was sick, studying a lot of things, just different things, and they were doing a building project in England. I think it was England. And they came upon a German bomb that hadn't exploded. And they detonated it. They, of course, evacuated all the buildings, all the people around the area, evacuated all the people. And they detonated it, and a big explosion. I mean, you could see these dirt flying and landing on the apartment buildings nearby. And I believe it was just a recent incident. And so God is going to purge the earth. Do we see any remnants? We don't see much remnants of the events that took place before the flood, do we? There, it's not easy to find too many things. There's a few things. There's some archaeological digs that found footprints of dinosaurs and man, possibly from that period of time. But God destroyed everything. So that is when, but he's warning us. And that's the important thing. So it's not taking place at the end of the thousand-year reign of Christ. That warning there by Peter is for this dispensation, and warning us that he's going to, he promised with a rainbow that he's not going to flood the earth again, but he promised us that he wasn't going to destroy the earth again. He didn't promise that. He just said he wouldn't destroy it by a flood. But that's the fiery judgment there.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.